Dreamscape presents The Girl I Was by Geneva Rose, narrated by Hilary Huber. 1. An email with the subject line, "Please come to HR," pops up on my computer just as I'm about to log out for the day. I groan audibly. It's 4:25 p.m. I can sneak out and say I didn't see the email. I tap my fingertips against my desk, contemplating. They don't make the cute nail click sound, though. I'm prone to chewing them off. I have tried to stop biting them many times throughout my 30-some-odd years, but it's no use. They always find their way back to my teeth. Old habits don't die. The sound of drawers opening and closing in the other cubicles, shuffling feet and laughter fills the office. Everyone else is packing up for the day. I push out my desk chair and grab my purse and jacket. Fine, I'll stop in to see what HR wants. I've been a contract employee at the company for a year, working in social media marketing. Perhaps they're finally wising up and hiring me permanently. Outside of HR, I knock twice. Come in, Janet calls out. Opening the door, I find her sitting behind her desk. She's plump, with dark eyes and a permanent scowl. Must come with the job. Hi, I got an email saying I was supposed to come here, I say. She clears her throat and shuffles around a few file folders on her desk, then gestures for me to sit. Yes, Alexis Spencer. The one and only, I say, taking a seat. I push my hair behind my ear and force a casual smile. I've never been promoted before, so I'm not sure how to act in these situations. Good things rarely happen to me, but I could get used to this giddy feeling. Like a swarm of butterflies fluttering around my belly, it makes me sit up a little taller. You've been a contractor here for 1 year. I nod. Is that a question or a statement? My tight smile eases into a real grin as I realize this is it. I'm finally getting hired on. I don't even care what the pay is. I just want those glorious bennies. Paid time off, dental, that 401k thing Andrew's always talking about, and the coveted health insurance. Last year, when I broke my arm falling down a flight of stairs at a bar, I just had to hope the bone would fuse together properly over time, or however broken bones mend. When I got into a car accident, okay, 2 car accidents, I refused an ambulance and called an Uber.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?